Beyond that, Chof Hei Amid Aleph, let us quickly go over from the first Bereisim. Toshma Chazoka LeKohune Nesiyas Kapayim BeBovel. If a person was Nesiyas Kapayim BeBovel, so, and in Bovel, there was a Bezin and a Yeshiva, so if he was Nesiyas Kapayim, it was Zicha Mevara that he's an eligible Kohen. So in Bovel, that's Arayim. Vachilas Chala B'Surye. The Gemara held that Surye Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. And he is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So if he eats chale, so that's a raya that he's a koyim. V'chilek matonis bekrochim. And chilek matonis bekrochim is also a raya that he's a koyim. This is Befaresye. There's a rabbim there. So that's a raya that he's a koyim. Ktani miyas nesiyas kapayim. Now, on the Ge'elonu, we see that nesiyas kapayim is a chazoke. My love liyuchsin. That we're malam in nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin. So the Gemara says, loy litrume. It means from nesiyas kapayim, you could be machalim trume. So the Gemara says, vodumya dachilas chalik toni. Seems this, just like Achilas Chale is a Chazoke Lekohume, so Nesiyas Kapayim is also a Chazoke Lekohume. Now, Achilas Chale, we know that he's, if Chalas Tsuryas Minatayre, so Memele, so Akochach the Chazoke is Chale and Truma are the same. So, Akoch the Chazok is that if we see he eats Chalem, so we massacre him Leyuchsin. So, and it says together Nesiyas Kapayim together with Achilas Chalem, is Ma Achilas Chalem Leyuchsin, Af Nesiyas Kapayim Leyuchsin. So the Gemara says, Loi Achilas Chalem Gufe Letrume. That if a person eats chale in Surya, so we could be marzik and that we give him trume. Kesova chale bisman hazeh derabono, utrume diereise, umaskinen mechale derabonon, utrume diereise, chdapik lehu rafhune bereid rab Yeshua lerabono. That rafhune bereid rab Yeshua had said, that even though chalas adarabonon truma kebiyadereis, so memele, so it's no raya from this bereise. This bereise we're speaking about truma diereise, so nesiyas kapayim in bovel and achilas chale in surya bemale achilas truma diereise. Toshma. Chazoke lekohune, nesiyas kapayim, vechilek gronois be'eretz Yisrael. Chazoke lekohune is nesiyas kapayim, iduchin, in eretz Yisrael, or they were machalek trume, vechilek gronois be'eretz Yisrael. Ubesurye, ubechol mokem, sheshluche reish chodesh magiyin, Nesiyas kapayim raya, avoloi chilekronis. Aces in Surya and all other places where the shluchim from Eretz Yisrael came to be meidia when they were mekadesh tachaydish, and we'll see that all these places where the shluchay bezn came, there was a bezn kavua bim koimon, to be mekabel the shliach bezin. So all these places where shluchei reish chodesh magiyim, they had a bezin. So if there was a bezin there, so nesiyas kapayim raya. So if a person is Naisei Kapov and these Mekoimis, there's a Bezen, so that's a Raya that he has a legitimate right to Duchen, and we're Malim Leder, so that's a Chazoka, these are Koyim. Avoloi Chiluk Gronis. Chiluk Gronis in these places, which are Chutz Me'eretz Yisrael, is not a Raya. Ubovel Kisurye. In Bovel is like Surya, that we hear in the first paraisa also, that Nesiyas Kapayim, Bovel is a Rai that he's a Koyim. Rab Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Af Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim Berishayna. I think Berishayna means when it was flourishing, I think so. Then, so Alexandria also must have there was the Nesiyas Kapayim was a Rai. Neshe Bezn Kvuyim Sham, there was a Kvudike Bezn. So Nesiyas Kapayim is a Rai that he's a Koyim. Ktani Mies Nesiyas Kapayim. But let's start being Mevara. This barais. It says Nesiyas Kapayim. Nesiyas Kapayim is a chazoke. My love, liyuchsin. It's a raya liyuchsin. So the Gemara says, loy lechale. No. That if he's noisei kapov, so that's a, it's for yuchsin, you need a, not malam in Nesiyas Kapayim liyuchsin. No, lechale. So the Gemara asks, "Hodumye de chiluk gronis ktoni." Now, chiluk gronis in Eretz Yisrael is also a chazoke. Ma chiluk gronis liyuchsin, af nesiyas kapayim liyuchsin. Chiluk gronis is trume. So lechere dat, lechere for trume, you're not malo lechale. So, l'chayv and trume, it's a chazok and yuchsin. So, hu adin, nesiyas kapayim. So, the Gemara says, loy chilek ronis gufe l'chale. Chilek ronis is a chazoke for chale. Kosova trume bizman hazeh derabono. V'chale d'yeraise. Umaskinen mitrume derabonon lechala diyeraisa. That means that this baraisa holds, before we said, the first baraisa held that chala bismana zesa derabonon, and trume za deraisa, we were male from chala to trume. And this baraisa holds verkehrt. That trume bismana zez adarabono, chale zadereise, we're male from trume drabono lechale dereise. Chdash kechinu rab une bereide rab yeshua larabono. Now, where do we see a svore that trume zadarabono and a chale zadereise? The oma rab une bereide rab yeshua. Ashkechesinu la rabbonon bebei rab. He found the rabbonon in the base medrash. The yosvi vekomri afilu leman de omar trume bizman hazeh de rabbonon chale de yeraise. Afilu trume za de rabbonon chale za de reise. Sherei zayin shekivshu vizayin shechilku nischaivu bechale. That the first 14 years, when they had entered Eretz Yisrael, they were mechuyev bechale, v'loy nischayvu betrume, and they weren't mechuyev betrume. So we see, we'll try to elaborate a little later, but just to get through the Gemara, so we see that chale is more chomo than trume. The first 14 years, they were chayev bechale, minatay, they weren't chayev betrume. So Memele, so they said that Bisman said also the same thing, where Trum is ad Rabbonon, but Chal is ad Reis. Vamine Lohu, And Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua told them, Adarabe, Maminuluana Adarabe, Afilu Laman de Yoma, Truma Bismana Zed, the Reise, Chale de Rabon, Chale Zich Adarabonon, Afilu Truma Zed de Reise, the Sanye Bevay Achem El Horetz. It says, by Chale Bevoyachem, I Bevoyachem, as soon as you enter Eretz Yisrael, Yochum Mishenichnus Olo, Shnaim Vishloishem Eraglim, Talmud Loime Bevoyachem, Bevias Kulchem Omarti, Veloy Bevias Miktaschem. That by Chale, one is only Mechuyiv in Chale, if there's Bias Kulchem. When Ezra brought them up by the Bayesheni, loikulo solik. So memele, so therefore, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua is saying, Chale is adarabonon. Avilo trum is adaraise, Chale is adarabonon. So bekitzer, we have over here, before we see Rashi and Taisvis, we have over here two Bereises. Aces, one Bereises says, the first Bereises says that Chale in Surya is a Chazoke for Trume. That's how the Gemara was Matrid, if you hold that Ein Malin, I mean, the Sias Kapayin LeYuchsin, so we're saying that the Baraisa is not speaking about Yuchsin. So then we say that Chale de Rabbonon is of a person that's Husik Lechale de Rabbonon, so we're Male for Truma de Raisa. And the second Baraisa holds that Truma de Rabbonon, we mala for Chale de Reise. And it would seem the machloikas of these two Bereises are totally in this machloikas of Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua and the Rabbonon. Bizman hazeh, which is the Rabbonon and which is the Reise? So the first Bereise holds that Chal is at the Rabbonon and Trum is at the Reise. That's like Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yeshua. Therefore, the first Bereise said, Chazoke Achilles Chale Besurye. If you see, you saw that he ate Chale Besurye, which is at the Rabbonon, so we malim for Trum is at the Reise. So he holds that Chal is at the Rabbonon and Trum is at the Reise. And the second Bereise is saying that Chiluk Gronis were Malo Lechale. The second Bereisa holds that Trum is at the Rabbonon and Chal is at the Reis, and that's the Machloikis Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua and the Rabbonon. Now, let us see Rashi on the second Bereisa. Nesiyas kapayim v'chiluk gronis de trume be'eretz Yisrael noisei kapayim. If someone is noisei kapayim in Eretz Yisrael, the ike bezden kvuyin, there's a bezden kvu in Eretz Yisrael, botki, so nesiyas kapayim is a ray. V'chiluk gronis kesal kedai tachashte de trume bezman hazeh diye reise. That's how the Gemara understood. V'kimen doven misa ike maskine minele yuchsen. That's how the Gemara understood that Trum is at the Reise and it's going on yuchsen. The male and sis kibayim is also dumye de Trum. Besurye v'chol mokeim sheshluchei Eretz Yisrael magiyim lehidir legoy leyoyim shekitshu beznes achoydish Lasseis Pesach bizman. Da'ainu ha'yoshvim b'soich mahalach chamisha osoyoyim. Those who were in a 15-day distance from Eretz Yisrael, so the Shulchei Bezdin were able to reach them. So in these mekoymes, nesiyas kapayim ray, lefi shebezdin kavu asham, Shemekabel shliches achoide shel bezdin agodol. So they needed a bezdin there to be mekabel the shluchim. So there was a bezdin. So there was a bezdin functioning. So that bezdin was able to, was boidik the kahanim by nesiyas kapai. Avoloi chilek gronis, de trume ditu, lav de yeraise. The detrum is not the rice. Besurye nami, why by surye is chilek ronis not a de rice? Hai tanes obe kibush yochid loishme kibush. The tan of this parais holds kibush yochid loishme kibush. Uplukte de tanoi bahach mils. That's how the Gemara understood, but Al Koponim, in Eretz Yisrael, Chilek Gronis is a raya, which Trum is a derais in Eretz Yisrael, so Chilek Gronis is a raya and Yuchsin. Ravuna bereid Rav Yeshua met Rabona bebeirav, beis hamedrish kori beirav. And they said that Nischaivu, that just like the first 14 years that they were part of from Trume, Nischaivu Bechal, Dersibu Voyachem Eloretz, Vitanya Besefri Rabbi Shmoloi Marshina Koso Biyazumi Kol Biyashabetoiro, Shabekulo Nema Kisavoyu, Kiyaviyacho, Vekam Bevoyachem. So Voyachem means as soon as they came. That means it belonged to them. So that was after kibush. V'chiluk, so then they, each one had his own mokim. Then it's called the Goncha V'tvua Zarecha. V'oid, another reason why Trumes was totally in Kibush V'chiluk, Shrei Tola HaKosuv HaMaiser B'minyan Shnois HaShmite, Tersiv Bashona HaShlishis Shnas HaMaisa, Shlishis Teshmite. So it seems that not only Maiser is dependent in Shmite, but seems that Trum is also somehow dependent in Shmite. Ushmites loimonu elo mishekovshu vechilko kedamrinem besaidroilom meseches erche. So Memela, so Rashi brings two reasons why they were chayev betrumes and maisres only after kibush vechilok, only then it's called zarecho, or because then, after Kibbush V'chilek, the Shemitah started, and somehow Maiser and Trumah is totally in Shemitah. So we see a Choymer of Chala over Trumah and Maiser. So they said, so who adin, afilo Trumah bizman ezez adarabonon, but Chala is adirais. That's what they said. Agavuche, I'd like to mention, I saw the Mikdash Tovid brings down a Turei Evan. The Turei Evan asks, what is Pshat in these Rabbonon, Rabbonon de Beirav, that they say that Trumas are the Rabbonon and Chalas are the Reise. So he understood l'chayre trumes ad rabbonon because bot l'kedushas ha'oretz. So that's why trumes ad rabbonon. So he says chalos also ad rabbonon. So the Mikdash David wants to say one mahalach, and the he brings it to Yevon as another mahalach. Bemisn that has to what we had learned in Rashi. So the Mikdash David wants to say that Trume Bizman Azeh is the kibush and chiluk that existed b'zman Ezra. So after the Churban HaBayis, and Klal Yisrael went in Golis, so that kibush v'chiluk became bottle. Now everything is b'yad akum. So nimtza yad ha-Levi v'yad Yisrael shneim shovim. That means the chiyuv of Maisris was only said when ke'en le'chelik v'nachle imoch, that the Levim don't have a chelik v'nachle in Eretz Yisrael. So memele there's a chiyuv to give them Maisris. So the whole din Maisris, so that is only after kibush v'chiluk. So the Yisraelim have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. The Levim don't have, so Memele, that's Machayit. After Klal Yisrael went in Golos, so the Kibush V'chiluk became bottle. So the Kibush V'chiluk became bottle, so Memele, so the Levim and Israel Mashavim, none of them have a chelik. So therefore, Trumas HaMaisris is bottle min HaTorah. Because the whole din is ein lechelik v'nachlimach. The Kahanim and Levim don't have a chelik v'nachlos, so therefore Klal Yisrael has to support them with Trumas HaMaisris. But now that no one has a chelik, so memele, so there's no chiyuv to, on the Bnei Yisrael to support the Kahanim and Levim. So therefore, Trumas HaMaisris b'zman hazeh is ad rabbono. But Chale, we see the first 14 years, also Klal Yisrael didn't have a chelik. And therefore there was no chiv of Trumas HaMaisris. Vaval Pikein, this is the chiv Chale. So Chale isn't totally in chelik v'nachle imoch. So that's what he wants to say. That was the svar of the Rabbonim. Not Stamazai. We see Chala is more chomel than Trume. That means Trume is totally in kibush v'chiluk. Because that's called nachle imoch. After kibush v'chiluk is, there's a din ein lechelik v'nachle imoch. But Chal isn't Toli. The Turei Evan he brings down says, Rashi says, yeah, different Cheshbon. That Trumas are Toli and Shmitas. So Memele, they held that after the Churban HaBayis, Shmita became Botel. So Shmitas also only had the Rabbonim. So if Shmitas had the Rabbonim, Bizman Azeh, so Memele, Trumas and Maisis is also had the Rabbonim. Chal isn't Toli in Shmita. That's what Rashi says. That's the second Malach in Rashi. That Maisir is Toli in Shmita, and so therefore they had to wait for Kibush V'chiluk. Shmita started with Kibush V'chiluk. So after the Churban, they became Botel Shmita, so Trumas also had the Rabbonim. Bekitzer, these are two Mahalchim, to explain why the Rabbonon hold that Truma Bisman says that the Rabbonon in Chalas of the Reis. And Rav Huna Berei, the Rav Yeshua, says Fakert. Hochi Garsinin, Ibe Vayachem, Yochol Mishenichnus Olo Shnaim Mishloishe Meraglim, Tamad Loim Be Vayachem, Bevias Kulchem, Vochi Perushe, Kivin Deshina Akosu, Biyazu, Lichdev bo bevoyachem v'loi kosuk yisavoyu is yochem ishenichnus ulo meraglim tamad loime bevoyachem inid biyaskulu, and by the second by the li of Ezra lav kulo solik. So Rashi says rubon yisharu bebovel receive kol hakol ke'echod arba riboy. That's how many who came in. Let us see Taisvis. Loi chiluk groneis gufe lechala. So the Gemara had said that the Baraisa that says chiluk groneis is a chazoke, it's not a chazoke liyuchsin. No, it's a chazoke lechale. V'tzorach loima, v'pligi hanoch b'raises, v'plukte d'rav hune b'reid rab Yeshua, v'rabona. So that's what we have to say. This is the first b'raise we said, that chale is a rayim. Chale is a raya for Trume. And he holds that Chale is a Rabbonon and Trume is a Deraise. The second Baraise says Trume is a raya for Chale, holds Trume is a Rabbonon, Chale is a Deraise. Bzmana says. So that's the Machloikis, Ravun Ebreid Reb Yeshua and the Rabbonon. As Ravun Ebreid Reb Yeshua said Chale is a Rabbonon, and Trum is a Daraisa, so that's the first Baraisa, and the second Baraisa says, Pumfaket, that's like the Rabbon and the Vera. But so Chloim, the Pligi, Hanach Baraisa, is Beplutin, the Rabbun, the Bereid Rab Yeshua, the Rabbon. The Ilav Ochi, if you won't say that, that means you'll be consistent, and I'll say all the way like Rabbun, the Bereid Rab Yeshua, all the way like the Rabbon and the Vera, is bechad manach bereises mamon of shechikolamedik the malam nesias kapayin leyuchse. Then, if you won't say that, then is ois gespalt that malam nesias kapayin leyuchse, because that means the first bereises said the marzik from chale. So the more I understood chale is the reises. What are you marzik? Not marzik from chale to trume. That's the same thing. So kochi marzik from chala to yuchsen. Then it's ois gespalt that you marzik minisiyas kapayim le yuchsen. So that means if you want to be consistent, then it's ois gespalt that, from one of these baraises that malim minisiyas kapayim le yuchsen. Period. Upligi nami. Now there's another machloikis between these two baraises. The Lebaraisa Kamaisa Achilles Chale Besurye Chazoke Letrume. Even though the first Baraisa held that he's Chale Besman as a Zadarabonon, but Kibish Yochid Shmei Kibu. Achilles Chale Besurye Chazoke Letrume. Vecholshkein da Achilles Trume de Yeraisa. According to the first Bereise. U Bereise Schnee Ktoni de Chile Grone ist eine Trume Besuje Leihavi Chazoke Lechale. That in Suje, it's not a Chazoke Lechale. So we see there's another Machloikis in the That means even if you have a Darabonon, even if you have a Darabonon, there's a Machloikis if Trume is Marzik Lechala. That's the first price of Chala is Marzik Lechala, even though Trume is a... Even though Trum is a deraisa, and the second deraisa holds that Trum is not marzik lechal. Toshma, zok te gemore weiter. Chazoke lekohune nesiyas kapayim, vechila grones, ve'edis. Others want to say, maybe let's... The gears was a little different. It was Chazoke Lekune Chilegrones Nesiyas Kapayim VeEdes. Nesiyas Kapayim was next to Edes. So the Gemara. So these three things are Chazoke Lekune. So the Gemara says Edes Chazoke Hi. Edes is a Chazoke. I mean, Nesiyas Kapayim is a Chazoke. Chilkronis is a chazoke, Edis is a chazoke. Let's see what Rashi says. Ve'edis in bo edim shukoyin shemakirim es ovi ves imoy. So So that made this chazoki, but me, he ate this chazoki, korle, that's not chazoki. Chazoki is, he was muchzik in a certain, function, so that's a chazoki for other things that he's a koin. But, Edis is a bir that he's a koin. Edis chazoki. Elolav, ochikoma, nesias kapayim, ki Edis. That's pshat. Means if it, the together, say there was first, chilikronis, nesias kapayim, Edis. So nesias kapayim is like Edis. Ma Edis liyuchsin. Just like Edis, if I have Edim, two Edim that say that he's a kosher a koyim, so that helps liyuchsin. Av nesias kapayim liyuchsin. So nesias kapayim is also liyuchsin. So the Gemara says, loy. Edus habo mikoyach chazoke ke chazoke. No. That's not pshat. Not malim in the siyas kapayim liyuchsin. And what is pshat? Eidus. Eidus habo mikoyach chazoke kechazoke. Now let's just go a little further and we'll come back to this, exactly what this means. Ki ahu da'osa lekame de Rabbi Ami. Someone came to Rabbi Ami. Omalei murzekani bozeh shehu koyin. I know that he's a koyin. Omalei maro iso. How do you know he's a koyin? Omalei shekoro rishain bebeis haknesses. Because I saw, I was in shul, and I saw they called him up the first oiler. Zarai, he's a koyin. So he asked him, what's the rai? Becheska shu koin, a becheska shu godu. Maybe there's a seder that gedoilim bechochme, they used to also call up first. So what's the rai that he's a koin? Maybe he's a godu. So the Gemara answered, shekora achrov levi. After this person, they called a Levi. So we see that he was a Kohen. We'll see exactly what's pshat in this Gemara. Ve'lo Rav Ami l'kohune. So Bekitzer, and this is a psaraya, now that this is really pshat, what we said before, that Edis habo mikrei chazok kechazok. We have to understand this also. Before we see Rashi to explain this Gemara, Al Kaponim, the Yaivet says, from this Gemara we see Bizman Chazal, when they called someone up, L'Teire, they never called him Koyin. They just called him up. They said, I saw he was the Koyin. How do you know? What do you mean, how do you know? The Gabi called him up, a Koyin. I know he's a Koyin. God, he's called him Koyin. So you see, Bizman Chazal, they never were given such a title of Koyin. They didn't call him Koyin. So Memela, but the Raya was, he was the first one. There's a Raya that he was the Koyin. So he was Mefalpa, maybe he was a Godel. So he said no, because it was a Levi after him. Now, let us see Rashi. So the Gemara says that what it says, Edus, it's not Negei Yuchsin. It's coming to tell us, Edus, Habo Mikoyach Chazoke, Ki Chazoke. That of Edus, Habo Mikoyach Chazoke, Ki Chazoke. Edus Nekabu. We Mekabu the Edus. V'nachiloi Betrume. And we'll give him Truma. Ki ilu reinu anan lo eisei chazoke shezeheit. Now, Rashi seems to be saying that what is the chiddush of the Baraisa? The chiddush of the Baraisa is, for example, it seems we're speaking about someone is meyid on nesiyas kapayim, and we machel him betrume from this edis. Her edis nekabel, we mekabel the edis. V'nachiloi betrume keilu reinu anan lo eisei chazoke. Just like we would have seen this chazoke. If we would have seen that he duchen, so we would have been machel him betrume. So hu adin, if an aide comes to tell us that they saw him nisei kapayim, so also will be machel betrume. That is what the chiddush of the Baraisa is, and the Baraisa brings a maise. Okay, he also lekami the rabami, and an aide told him, I saw him. He was oile rishain. And by law, Rabbi Lekune, so Lekune Mistama means the Truma. They were Machalim Truma. We have to understand what the Chiddush is. Now, there's the Bryce is telling us a Chiddush. That if, Agavuch seems to speak about a Neidechad over here, because, the Mice was also with a Neidechad, who does Lekami the Rabbi, and Rashi also seems to end off. Shez v'nachiloi betrume keilu reinuhu anan lo'isei chazoke shezeh heyit. So why is he speaking about an eidechot? That an eidechot says eidis that he saw that he was a chazoke, so will be marzikim. Will be marzikim. The Taisus HaRosh asks on Rashi, Ma lonu im ra'inu chazoke, o im eidim meidim oleo? What's the chilek? First of all, it's not eidim, it's an eidechod for somehow. I don't know if that helps the situation, but it is an eidechod, not to eidim. Number one. Number two, we find in Hilchus Eides, it says, Eiro Ayoda, you need Eide Rie or Eide Yediye. Now, Eide Rie is Pshat, I saw he borrowed money. Eide Yediyeh is, I heard he was moed at him that he owes money. So that's the din Eides. Could be, I mean, vinisht vi, the Hilchus Eides is a gzeres hakosef. That, we rely on Eidim. Could be that, it's not so poshet. Here, This is not Eidiri, it's not Eidi Yediyeh. That means we're saying, he duchened. Fine, it's, and we want to build from this. It's not Yediyeh that he's a Kohen, it's not Ariya that he's a Kohen, it's Ariya of a Matzev, and we build from this. Maybe there is some sort of a Chiddush that means like this. If Eidis would be a Bir Gomu, you talk about an Eidechod afilo. So what's the chilek? I mean, Chazal say, Loite Shmi Gdoyle Miriya, but Shmi is good. Whatever Eidim tell us is, so just like we saw, I mean, Chaitchen did him omnist in the Foshes Alpi Eidim. But Al Koponim, here could be, we're not, this is a different type of a goddess Eidus. It's not telling us something that they know. It's a matzev that they saw, and we can assume from this other things. Could be. There's no din Eidus on such a thing. If you don't know, you're just telling us a matzev, and now we should put the parts of the puzzle together. Could be there's no din Eidus. Al kaponim, an Eidechod al kaponim, perhaps it's a chiddush that we can But Kabon, that's what Rashi says. The Tosfos HaRosh has the Kasha, we'll see. Let's finish first. The Rashi, we'll see Tosfos HaRosh ones like Tosfos. There's another Kasha that the Marsho says is problematic on Rashi. Eidus habo mikoyech chazoke ke chazoke. The way Rashi explains it should have said chazoke habo mikoyech eidus ke chazoke. But the chiddush is that we can rely on the chazoka. Chazoka, habo mikoyech eidus. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. If Bezdin would see the chazoka, we would zichah be malah. But here the chiddush is that Bezdin didn't see the chazoka, so the loshna gemara shver. This is the horah on Rashi, which the marshos moira. Okay. Al koponim, abodatza pistachidish of the beraisa in Eidus. They were makabel from an eidechot, a matzav of chazoke. And we built from that. So now the Gemara brings a maise that an eidechot came to Ravami and told him that he's a kohen. And we saw from, Amaisa that he was Oyla Rishay. So he said, Oy Becheska Shuhu Godu. Kedamrin Baalme Rav Kori Bekahani Bafal Gav Dolav Koyin Havi. So he had asked him, what's the right? He's a koi, maybe he's a godel, Rav Kori Bekahani. So he told him, Shekora Achov Levi. Because afterwards there was a Levi. V'ilav koyin hu, if he wouldn't have been a koyin, ain Levi koyre achov. If there's no koyin, a Levi is not koyre. The mrine be meseches gitten main sham koin nispar de chavila. Meforshinen de ein levi koire be mokim she ein koin. So Rashi says in gitten that a levi not, if there's no koin you don't call a levi period. That's the first lotion of Rashi. So memele, if he was a godel, so fine, but a Levi only is Oile if there's a Kayan before him. If there's no Kayan, then there's no Levi. Then Levi Kayre b'mokim she'in Kayan. That's one pshat. V'yesh meforshim, others say it's another pshat. Nisparda chavila she'b'mokim she'in Kayan. If there's no Kayan, Imroitze Yisrael likrois lifnei Levi. No, not the way we said before, when there's no coin, and a Levi is out of luck already, doesn't get an aliyah. No. Im ein coin, Imroitze Yisrael likrois lifnei Levi, it could be koire, it could have a godel, and then a Levi, above a davke, the ein sham coin. Then a Yisroel could be koire before a Levi. Aval heiche de ika koin. But it is a koin alone. Loi nisparda chavile. Vlo yikore Yisroel godel lifnei Levi. That means that a Levi has to be after a koin unless there's no koin around. But that's to say, if there's no coin, that means the klalas levi has to be after coin. Unless there's no coin around, then the spalda chavila, then it can be a go. Vohoche koyin acher havohosom. Now, in this person, the told over, that there was another coin there. Hilkech ilav dai koyin have. They have a Levi Kori Abasre. If he wouldn't have been a Koyin, la have a Levi Kori Abasre. It would seem from Rashi, according to the second shot, that it could be, you can call a Yisrael Godel, not a Kohen. You don't have to, you can call a Yisrael Godel, but then you don't call a Levi afterwards, unless there's no Kohen. So, here there was a Kohen. That's a psashtikul ha'oran Rashi also, I mean, that's a psashtikul ha'oran in a sefer. He said, Shekora Ach of Levi. How do you know he wasn't a Godel? Shekora Ach of Levi. Well, that doesn't mean anything. But there's another Kohen there. I mean, so that's, that Rashi filled in. So, Al Koponim, so that's, so we see that we're male, lakune, letume, alpi, and edechot. He was hufzikli yiskoin. Now let us see Taisvis. Eides habo mikoya chazoke. You had mentioned the Ashverekaiten on Rashi, the Loshen, it's a Chazok about Mikoy Chedis, another way the Marshoz Moirer, and the Taisaroshes Moirer, what's the Chiddish. So Taisa is a different Shah. Perish, Sha'onu, Yoidim, Shuhu Koyin, Machmas HaKoyre Achov, Shemurzeklon, Shuhu Levi. So Taisa says a nupshat. Eidus habo mikoya chazoke means that means as follows. How do, we asked Akash, how do you know he's not a godel? That's what they called him first. He said, no, because it was a Levi achav. So Levi. Now how do you know the Yena was a Levi? So he was murzik shehu Levi. That means he was murzik shehu Levi. He wasn't, but ungenommen that he's a Levi. So that's pshat over here. Eidus habo mikoye chazoke, that means the eidus that he is a koyin, we're building because a person who was murzik shohu Levi boachov. So that's a guy that he's a koyin. But we have to understand that a chain is as strong as the weakest link. So, I mean, I don't know he's a Levi. We assume he's a Levi. That's the Chiddush. So, Vayelos HaShach HaMuchetzich, I mean, so, what's the big deal? I mean, Murzik, I mean, we have Murzik by Kayino. I mean, What's the big deal over here that we're making him a koyin because the Levi is murzik? So first he wants to say I'm oydik a chiddush. We hear in this maysa murzikani b'zeh shehu koyin. And I'm on he's a koyin. So the yesam mari isa. So I know he's a kohen. I mean, they all no. Murzikani shehu kohen. You have to tell Besen what you saw, what you know. Not murzikani shehu kohen. You have to see something positive. So the Yelos HaShach wants me mitzadet to say this Levi. If you pinpoint me, how do you know he's a Levi? I have nothing what to say. I know Muzikani is a Levi, it's his ungenummer that he's a Levi, but there's no biru that he's a Levi. And could be to make him a Levi, it's not enough. Valklar Ashal will give him my Sarishin, because you're gonna come and tell me Muzikani is a Levi, I'm sorry, you have to give a bigger biru. But I'll kopon him, that it should help that I'm saying, I had a guy that he's a Kohen, because it was Kohen. You asked me a kasha, maybe he's a Godel, so on that, Murzikani, that a person who's a Levi was Kohen, that's enough to be Mesalik, the race, and maybe he's a Godel. That's what he wants to say, which would be Gantz fine, but he feels it's not emes. He says, if he can't make a chazaka without a bill, so why for the coin does it work? So it's a muchetzich pshat and tosfos. Lulei de mistafine, I would try to say another pshat and tosfos, which I also don't know how emes it is, but perhaps it's a little korev lemes. The Zaramban in Gitten, the Ran in Gitten, the Dafi Rift Aflamet brings down the Ramban, they're speaking about as follows, that a person made a shliach to be Mekadish and Isha. Why is he also B'chol Anoshim Shebo Ilom? Because we're afraid that maybe the woman he had married for the Mishalach is a kreive to a woman he wants to marry. That means, let's say he chazok shlich oisa shlichus, oisa married, maybe he married Leah, maybe he's married to Leah. So now this person wants to marry Rochel. So you can't marry Rochel because maybe she's a chayz ishtacha, maybe she's the daughter of your wife. You can't marry her. Also b'chol anoshim sheboilo. So there's a kasha. So why is only he afkahak tzoras? The whole world is afkahak tzoras. I mean, how is anyone allowed to marry anyone? Maybe this is the layer that's married to the mishalach. Why? So that Taisus asks the kasha. Taisus says, "I mean, if Leah is married, we're talking about Leah lives in Alaska. I mean, Rochel lives in Mexico. So he wants to marry. We're not speaking about there's no internet. So I'll call upon him. He's not allowed to marry Rochel. Maybe Leah is married to him. But if someone in Alaska wants to marry Leah, so if she got married, she'll tell him, 'I'm married.' That's what Taisus says." Fektaisus Akasha, maybe her father married her off. I mean, when she was a ketana, she doesn't know she's married. That's Taisus Akasha. So the Ramban says a teretz, which Toimek Advorm I also don't understand, but Al Kapon, the Ramban says as follows. She'ein achazoke. So he says that Leia has a cheskes pnuya. Yes, Nikash, maybe the father married her off. How could someone marry Leah in Alaska? Maybe she's married to the Mishalach. So the Ramban says Leah is a cheskes pnuye. Klein Gashayla, is she married? Is she married? Is on the cheskes pnuye. No, faktach the Ramban is monoshech. If Leah is a cheskes pnuye, so why can't the Mishalach marry Rochel? I mean, now, so the Ramban says, she'ein achazoke shel kroivois she'einon bois lefoneinu mei elas loy. That means the chazoke, so from the Ramban, it would seem to be he's saying as follows. If I want to marry her, I want to marry Leah, and I have a suffix, are you married, are you not married? So the Torah said that, I don't know what to do, so I tell her on Chazoka. That's if the deen is on her. If the deen is on Rochel, so he says, she'ena Chazoka shel kroivoi she'ena mbois lefaneinu me'elos loy. I'm not being done on her now. The deen is not on her, and this is not lefaneinu. So memela, it doesn't help for the mishalach, but it helps for someone who wants to marry Leah. So perhaps this is we see a psah, the Ramban mentions such a svore that the chazoka helps only for our boys lefaneinu. If I'm done on them, I'll tell them on chazoka. If it's negeya someone else, their chazoka won't help for someone else. So could be this is the chiddush of Taisvis. That means the Taisvis is very shver. The whole reason we know that he's a koyin is because Alevi was koyreyachel. Now, if a Levi is koira, abad, I know he's a Levi, that ain't no from a chazoke. So, can't show you a ben, so what's wrong? If you know from a chazoke he's a Levi, you know he's a Levi. So, could be, this whole din chazoke, muhziklon, shulei, this is only a din for him himself. That means, if I want to clear a shayla, does he have a din Levi? So, the muhziklon, shulei, helps for him. But, that the Muzik Loncho, who Levi should help that to prove that Yenner is a Kohen, we have here a Ramban Svore. And maybe in Vavel Pikein, other because Tosfos are missing over there, Schilik and the Ramban, or maybe he were Makel over here, whatever it is, a Chvesen Club, but maybe that is a Shtikel Hava, I mean, that it shouldn't help. Shekora Achrov Levi. So he said he wasn't a Godo, Shekora Achrov Levi. Now, so Rashi had said two pshotim in the Sparda Achavila. That means if there's no Koyin, a Levi never gets an Aliyah. Or if there's another Koyin around, so then a Godo, you'll never be Koyre a Godo before a Levi. Leperish ri halevi sheperish begitten im einsham koyen nisparde chavile sheyikro Yisrael godel lifnei levi. So the ri halevi says nisparde chavile that if there's no koyen, so you call a godel before a levi. So what's pshat na gemore? Rashi makes an akimta that there was a coin there, but I mean, they didn't want to learn like that. So what's the raya that he's a coin? Maybe he's a godel. Yesh leforish hoche shekora achov levi kotten me Yisroel shekora achov. That means as follows. The Ria Levi holds if there is no Koyin, like this we have a Seder, Koyin Levi Yisrael. Now, this Seder does not depend on Godless in Torah. That means the Koyin Levi Yisrael, you have a Yisrael that's a Godel Adair, and a Levi is an Amoritz, the Levi comes before the Yisrael, the Koyin also comes, that's to say the Koyin Levi Yisrael. The Ria Levi says, if there's no Kohen, she can also call a Levi after a Godel, but it has to be now in Hadroge. That means the Godel is first, the Levi is second if he's second in Godless, and the Yisrael is third if he's third in Godless. That means a Levi could be second if he's bigger than the Yisrael. If he's not bigger than the Yisrael, then you can't call a Levi. So Memela Sotaisha says like this. So this was Pshat and Zaydis. We knew Klor that this Levi was smaller than the Yisrael. Yisrael was a Godel Adar and the Levi was an Amor. So we know Klor. So Memele, so Al Kolchoch, he can't say that the Rishon was a Godel, because if there wasn't a Koyin, so then it goes Bahadroge, Godel, next Godel, next Godel. That means it goes Bahadroge. That's what Tosfos says. Now, I think that this Tosfos is chaylik with the previous Tosfos. According to the Ria Levi, the raya that he was that the first one was a Koyin is because the second one was smaller than the third one. He doesn't have to be. So Al Kochoch, that means, that's the raya. I don't have to know he's a Levi at all. That means, that's a Cheshbon. If I see that the third one I see that the third one was bigger than the Levi, than the second one. So Kochach, the second one was a Levi. And the first one was a Kayim, because if the rest was a Godel, then you would never call someone who's smaller than the, smaller than that. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Ahu dosa lakami drabi shu ben leibi. Oma leimur sakani beze shu leibi. Oma lei maro isa. Oma lei shekore sheini bebeis hakneses becheska shu leibi. You go to shekore sheini bebeis hakneses. Becheska shu leibi, becheska shu godo. Shekore lefonov koyin. That first there was a Kohen, and then there was Shekor Lefon of Kohen. V'alei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi l'Leviya Alpi. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Shekor Lefon of Kohen. V'ilav Dahai Levi Hu. If he wouldn't have been a Levi, Lehoya Koirei Sheini, Eloshlishi, Shnayim Kehanim Oyu Koiren Lofonov. This is the Habamin of the Gemara in Gittin. Vuhu Shlishi, Dochem Rinne Meseches Gittin, Main Sham Levi, Koire Koyen Bim Koimoy. So Pshat is that Shekore Lofonov Koyen, that there was only one Koyen in front of him. So as a raya, that he's a Levi, or else it'd be two kahanim, shkofon of koyin. One koyin. Leviya losses le maisa rishin. Taisvus says shekor lefon of koyin, perish pamachas. Because Taisvus is not like Rashi. That means so zichi kekod, it's not kahanim, you don't. According to Rashi, Shekor Lefon of Koyin v'loy Kahanim. So Tzaraya, he's a Levi, because if he'd be a Yisrael, so you would call two Kahanim. Taisvis learns that the Koyin gets two Aliyahs. So it's what's Tzaraya, Shekor Lefon of Koyin, that he's a Levi. So Taisvis says, Shekor Lefon of Koyin, Perish Pam Achas. Oh, he only had one Aliyah, the Koyin. He didn't give the Koyin Bim Koim Levi. He had Pamachas. So that's how the Masha explains Pshat. So Memela, so Tzaraya, that he's a Levi, or else the Koim with him in Kaira two times. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ahuda osel lakami deresh lokish. Oma leimur zekani boze shehu koin. He's a koin. Oma lei maro iso. He came to resh lokish. Ma le iso. Oma lei shekora rishain bebeis haknesses. I saw it was kor rishain bebeis haknesses. Oma lei, so the reshash makes a grise over here. Re'isoi shechilek al agronis. Don't tell me maises mit beis haknesses. Tell me, did you ever see that they gave him truma bebeis agronis? So, in other words, Reish Lakish did not hold that kor harishim beis haknesses is a ray. He says, tell me something more concrete. Re'isoi shechilek al agronis. Amalei Rabbalozo told Reish Lakish, we main sham geirim bot le kohuna. That's it. I mean, that the only biru that he's a kohen is only from gronis. And if there's no gronis finished, Rasarashi says we main sham geirim, we main sham zayre tvua bim kaima. So finished. So he can't prove he's a kohen. Fine. Zimnin have yosvi kamed Rabbi Yochanan. They were once sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish and Rabbalozo. Also, kiho maisa lekame. The same maisa. Someone says, I know someone's a koyin. Omalei Reish Lakish Reisoi Shechilei Kal, same Gersel, Reisoi Shechilei Kalagoyim. Did you see the Wimachala Kalagoyim? Omalei Rab Yechenim Veim Shom Goyim Bot Lakohune. Is other Chosi Rabbelozo Bishel. So then Reish Lakish gave Rabbelozo a dirty look. Omal. That means, so now he knew where he got it from. This Loshen is not his Loshen, it's Rabbi Yochanan's Loshen. Shamato mili debar navche vle amritlon mishmei. So you should have told me Rabbi Yochanan said it, because you said that it wasn't Geiris it. If you would have told me Rabbi Yochanan said it, I would have been Makabel. Zogt Rashi, Zimnen Pamacheres, Hodareish Lokish Khazla Baloza Bishis, Herze Ponov, Nistakal Barabaloza Ba'ayin Ro. Shehavin Shemipi Rabyochen and Shamaloshinze Lay Omro Bishem Rabyochen, Lafikoch Le Kibloy Meno. So Mamela he a tainis.